Exclusive. Senator Jim Banks, Democrats are batshit crazy. Republicans can win midterms with working class voters. By Katherine Hamilton on July 30, 2025. With the 2026 midterms just around the corner, Republicans should shore up their House and Senate majorities by appealing to working class voters whom Democrats have left behind. Senator Jim Banks, RN, said at a Breitbart News policy event on Wednesday. The Democrats are drifting further and further to the radical, crazy left, he said, pointing to a recent Wall Street Journal poll showing Democrats hitting a 35-year favorability low. The Democrats have never been more unpopular than what they are today because they are batshit crazy. That's good for us, he said of the Republican Party ahead of midterms. Then on top of that, you have what President Trump has been doing, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime. Who's benefiting from that? The working class voters who used to vote for working class Democrats who realize Democrats don't represent them anymore. President Trump's Republican Party represents working class voters, he continued. So those working class voters are now voting solidly Republican. And that's multiracial, that's across the board all over America, he said. I see it in Indiana. My dad is one of those voters, a retired union factory worker who used to vote Democrat. He's a Trump Republican. He won't ever go back to that as long as Donald Trump is in charge of our party. And as long as our party represents working class voters. So that's set us up to do very well in the midterms, and we have opportunities to not just keep the 53-seat majority in the Senate, but to grow it and strengthen it with good strong Republicans and primaries to replace the Mitch McConnells of the Senate with much better additions to the Senate that will represent Donald Trump's Republican Party, he said. The Breitbart News policy event was held in partnership with CGCN and the Offley Institute. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle discussed President Donald Trump's economic policies and recent trade deals with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who has played a critical role in the White House's America First agenda. Breitbart News economic editor John Carney also interviewed Treasury Department official Joe Lavorna, who has served as a top counselor to Bessent in the second Trump administration. Boyle and Carney jointly interviewed James Braid from the White House, the Director of Legislative Affairs, and Sam Banks. The event was the latest in a series of policy discussions between Breitbart News and Trump cabinet officials that has featured Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins, and Energy Secretary Chris Wright. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.